Unit 7. Living Together.
Lesson 28. 1.3.
Dear Denny, I'm staying with a Chinese family in Beijing. There is a girl in this family. Her name is Li Xing. We have become close friends. Last Friday was the Mid-Autumn Festival in China. We went to the Temple of Heaven. I had a wonderful time, but there were so many people everywhere. My Chinese friends are very kind to me. I often talk with them in Chinese, so my Chinese has improved a lot. Sometimes I miss my family, and I'm not very used to the food here. It's a little hot, and they always ask me to eat more during dinner. Students here like studying a lot. They don't go out very often. Your friend, Jennifer.
Dear Sam, today is my last day at summer camp. I arrived here last Friday. I slept in a room with 5 other boys. Every morning, we did exercises for 2 hours. We ran and played basketball. In the afternoon, we went swimming. This is my first time away from my family. Life here is different from life at home. It is not very comfortable, and I have to look after myself. But I had a good time and made some great friends. Best wishes, Chen.
Dear Mom, Tommy's parents held a party to welcome me at the start of my stay for the week with them. Tommy invited many of his classmates and friends, and his parents bought so much food that there wasn't enough room in the fridge. The people at the party were very friendly. Tim, Tommy's best friend, is a great singer. Tim sang one song after another, and everybody danced and sang with him. Then while everybody was eating and chatting, Stephanie, Tommy's sister, played the piano. Tommy's parents also gave me a present. I said thank you and put it on my desk carefully. But they looked at me strangely. Later, I found that I should open it in front of them. Love, Yin.
2.2.
There was a lot of traffic, so we arrived at the party late. When we arrived, all the guests were already there. The older members of the family were sitting in the dining room. Most of them were eating. One of the young children was playing under the table. Most of the younger adults were in the living room. They were chatting and telling jokes. Uncle John was playing the piano, and my Aunt Jenny was singing an old song. As usual, nobody was listening.